AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Defiant Donald Trump has responded to his indictment during a campaign-style speech at his Florida estate. Sagar Magani was watching.
I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen.
The Trump who appeared amid cheering supporters at Mar-a-Lago bore little resemblance to the stone-faced one who sat in a Manhattan courtroom. During a primetime speech, the ex-president called the New York case just the latest in an onslaught of fraudulent investigations.
This fake case was brought only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election, and it should be dropped immediately.
Saying the far left cannot beat him at the ballot box, so it's instead trying to beat him through the law. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More U.S. military aid headed to Ukraine, about $500 million in ammunition and equipment. The Pentagon says it will also spend more than $2 billion for an array of munitions, radar, and new weapons to help Kyiv counter drones. Meanwhile, NATO has grown by one. Finland's flag now flying at alliance headquarters, a move triggered by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Back in this country, storm worries again tonight and again in the South and Midwest. Brian Squitieri at the Storm Prediction Center.
Very large hail is possible, especially across the northern portions of the Ohio Valley. Widespread damaging winds are possible. And again, we also have a threat for tornadoes, some of those potentially being strong, particularly from far east Illinois and northern Indiana going into extreme northwest Ohio and the lower Michigan area.
And a report from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration suggests New Jersey's first offshore wind farm may adversely affect whales and other marine mammals, though it won't seriously harm or kill them. This is AP News. A former University of Alabama basketball player accused of providing a gun used in a fatal shooting has pleaded not guilty.
According to court records, former Crimson Tide forward Darius Miles entered the not guilty plea Monday in connection with a fatal shooting near the Alabama campus in January. Miles is a 21-year-old from Washington, D.C. He and another 21-year-old, Michael Lynn Davis of suburban Washington, both face capital murder charges. Davis is accused of firing the shot that struck a young woman sitting in a car. Investigators wrote in a court document that Miles admitted to providing the handgun immediately before the shooting. Both are being held without bond. I'm Norman Hall.
In a bit of golf news, Tiger Woods is at the Masters for the 25th time. But he says he doesn't know how many more he has in him because of injuries to his legs and back. Describes his right leg as being full of hardware, but he will try to match the Masters record of making 23 cuts in a row. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.